I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Jizz. There can never be enough. I will never not be fascinated by jizz. It's probably the topic I've covered most often here, from the best places to jizz to the weird questions I've asked people about it. Perhaps it's because I can't produce spunk myself, or because I sense a similar fascination in some of the guys I've slept with. That agony of choice when you decide where to do it and how and when. But let's talk about the only frustration I have about spunk, that there is never, can never be, enough of it. A common question in my bedroom, where do you want me to come? It's such a world of possibilities, but there's limited time for me to choose. On my face? That's the best place if I want to feel the power and force of it. The squirts hammering against my lips and cheeks like driving rain. That one's pretty good. On my tits, or my stomach, or over my crotch where I can look down to see it land, then rub it in until the sticky film covers as much of me as possible. Inside me, there are so many possibilities here, and it's hard to choose just one. Sometimes he pulls out just before he comes and presses the tip of his cock against my ass, spraying jizz into me and letting it dribble down the crack. If you asked me in an unguarded moment, I'd tell you that was my favourite. But if you ask me at the end of a fark, when his voice is cracked with the effort of holding back and he needs me to tell him where, then... well, then I'll be tempted to say in my cunt, because it's there where I can clench against him, squeezing every drop of pleasure from the sensation of his cock twitching. In my mouth, there are two ways here. Well, more than two, but they're variations. One is where I tip my head back, open my mouth wide and stick out my tongue just a little. And he uses his hand to beat the last stages of orgasm out of his shuddering cock, squirting in the most delicious sense of the word, aiming and hitting the roof of my mouth, once, twice, three times, squeezing the last few drops out onto my waiting tongue. Or the other way, at the back of my throat, holding my head still with his hands and thrusting so his dick is deep in my throat and I splutter as the cum pours down it. See what I mean about decisions? Each of these has its merits, and in the moment they all seem perfect. What I want, really, is for him to come for longer, more. Not just drops or squirts, but cupfuls, doled out in swallow-sized or cunt-filling measures, each one assigned by whim, after a measure in each place we like the best. I want him to say, I'm done here, flip over. Then give me four or five squirts in each place. So as I'm rubbing cum into my stomach and my crotch, he's positioning again for my mouth. So when he's jizzed inside my cunt, I can roll over and feel the same powerful squirts up against the crack of my ass. So I can taste his spunk in my mouth even as it dries elsewhere. Until he's spent. More spent than he could ever truly, physically be. Like it's all been drained and sucked from him and he lies twitching and sated on the bed. Almost every inch of me covered or filled, except one. I'd hold his cock in my hand and milk the last few drops into the crook of my thumb and forefinger, then rub my palms together to complete the full set. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.